Welcome to the Northeast Christian Podcast. We're so excited that you've decided to check out our weekly messages. We hope that you're challenged and inspired by what you're hearing today. We'd love to have you join us this weekend at one of our campuses or online at northeast.live. For more information on Northeast, visit us at necchurch.org. If you love the Northeast Podcast, subscribe to our channel and leave us a comment or a rating in the Apple Podcast Store.
March 11th, that was the date when the governor asked churches to stop gathering together, March 11th, which means it's been 145 days since we've gotten into our Clifton campus for church, our Brownsburg campus for church, and I got to be honest with you guys, I don't like it. I miss y'all. I did not get into ministry in order to talk direct to camera and never see or get to minister directly to people in my church. And yet, that's where we're at. I mean, we were hoping we'd be able to gather back together in August, but that's not possible with the current situation. So now we're aiming for like mid-late September, but we just don't know. And I want to say thank you, by the way, church. Thank you for being flexible. Thank you for being agile. Thank you for being supportive of our leadership through this, because this is not an easy time to lead church. Now, that having been said, though, 145 days into this, I want you to know that love has not been canceled at Northeast Christian Church. And church, most certainly, has not been canceled here. In fact, I would suggest to you that the last 145 days have been some of the best days in terms of ministry and mission in the 40-plus year history of our church. You see, when the orders came down from our governor, immediately our leadership huddled. And we had one question on our mind to solve before that first weekend in March. And that question was this: how are we going to love the Ville through this? Now, a lot of churches got upset about government telling churches to close. A lot of churches got really obsessed with coming up with weekend service plans. And I get all that, but that wasn't our top priority. Okay, yeah, weekend service plan, we needed to figure that out, but that was priority number two for us. Priority number one was coming up with a community service plan to make sure that we showed up with the love of Jesus. And man, did you guys ever show up. Our team huddled, we came up with a plan, and you brought it to life. You guys probably remember our COVID compassion plan. There was three focuses to it. First, we wanted to pray. And so we started a 24/7 prayer movement where for literally a couple months, you prayed every minute of the day. Then we had focus point number two, which was to love our neighbors. And we created this graphic for you guys to share. And you made it go like semi-viral on social media. Some of you guys printed off flyers and posted it on your neighbors' doors. And there were so many stories that emerged of how you guys were loving your neighbors in simple ways and bringing the love of Jesus to them. Last focal point was to serve our partners. And we reached out to all of our partners in the middle of this process, and they said the number one need was going to be food insecurity. And so y'all remember, we turned the Brownsboro lobby into a food pantry. We had a couple of staff completely rewrite their job descriptions for a season to run a food pantry. And I just got to read these statistics to you again, because they're just so amazing to me. Over 38,500 snack packs collected, over 27,300 canned goods and pantry items collected and delivered, over 250 plus individual families served, 50 nonprofits, local churches and business served, 25 schools served, 34 zip codes served, 5 counties served, 2,400 plus hygiene kits, 1,000 plus pizzas delivered, and let's not forget, 350 boxes of Girl Scout cookies delivered to hospitals. And I couldn't be any more prouder. Okay, and if that wasn't enough, church, in the middle of a global pandemic, well, an economic recession emerged. And you empowered us through your service and through your generosity to come up with a small business mentorship program, to develop our own Northeast Christian Church stimulus package. The government's got theirs and we got ours, and we've been able to minister to small businesses. We've been able to minister in love on hometown heroes. And if that wasn't enough, during the middle of a global pandemic and economic recession, our community exploded with racial unrest. In fact, we are one of the boiling points in the world right now. The world's attention is on this city. And Northeast Christian Church has brought the love right into it. We developed a kingdom justice plan that's been supporting pastors in predominantly black communities, small businesses owned by black neighbors. We've been supporting public educators, community partners. We were able to add our 11th partner school, Portland Elementary, whose principal is a Northeast stakeholder, by the way, during the middle of a pandemic. And that is because of your endless generosity. So thank you, church. Thank you. While a lot of Americans and a lot of Christians are using this as an opportunity to fight, you are using this as an opportunity to love. And you know why? Because this has been our DNA. Okay, we didn't react to this. We were prepared for this. Because for years now, this is the kind of culture we were creating. Now, that having been said, every year, we like to talk a little bit more about the sort of culture that we are creating by bringing our outreach team up on stage and telling you exactly how we're loving the Ville. This past Christmas Eve, you guys gave $1.3 million to our Love the Ville movement. That is a generous gift. And so just for transparency, accountability, and also hopefully vision and inspiration, I've brought with me onto the stage today two members of our outreach team, Jason and Tamara. Going to intro them in a second. And what I want to do is before we send you guys off to go do school blitz in a totally different way, because by the way, this is school blitz day, and obviously we're not at school, right? So we're going to do that a little bit different. You'll hear more about that in a second. But before we send y'all off to do that, we want to tell you guys some stats and stories behind what we're doing to Love the Ville. So with that being said, I'm going to kick it over to Jason and Tamara. Jason, Tamara, welcome.
Hello.
Glad you guys are with us. And here's what I want to do to start here. I want to do a lightning round, just quick bios. A lot of people know you all, but just to get to know you a little bit better, I want you guys to answer the following questions, all right? As quickly as possible, first, we'll go Jason Tamara. We'll go that way, okay? No, we'll go Tamara, Jason. Ladies first.
Ladies
ready?
First.
Tamara, first, name?
Tamara Brown.
Okay, good.
Jason Shreve.
And how long have you been here at Northeast?
2.5 years.
Over 19.
What is your role in the outreach team?
Local outreach pastor.
I lead it.
Where's your favorite place to eat in the Ville?
New place, Lupo Pizza Place. You should go visit.
Okay.
Anywhere there's steak and Joella's.
What is your favorite dessert in the Ville?
Joella's dessert. It's really
I've
good.
I've never had there.
The ones in the little mason jars?
Yes, they're amazing.
I mean, they're not as good as Grater's Cookies and Cream, but, you know. What's your favorite burger in the Ville?
Burger and Muscle Bar.
Five Guys.
Five Guys?
Yeah,
five. That's
Burger
a Ville.
And Muscle Bar. Okay. I like that a lot.
What's your favorite Mexican joint?
Limone Saw.
Probably Paul. Yeah,
we'll give Limone Saw a shout out. They're our neighbors at the Brownsboro probably campus. Okay, couple more either ors. These are important for the Ville. Catch or cards?
Cats.
Cards, obviously.
Big Blue Nation.
Chick-fil-A or Popeyes?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, I'm a Christian.
The Apostle Peter or the Apostle Paul?
The Apostle Peter.
I'm going Paul.
Trump or Biden? No, I'm kidding. Oh. No, do not answer that question. Do not answer that question. Okay, so let's move on. Here's how we're going to do this panel. It's going to be done in two parts. We're going to spend a majority of our time explaining what we do. So what I want the congregation to hear is just the vast scope of everything we do, like fire hydrant. Whoo, just give it all to them, right? And then at the end, with whatever time we have left, I want to talk about why we do what we do so they can hear some of the strategy behind it all. So let's start with global. We'll go global schools and then community outreach. Jason, I'll kick it to you first. Global partners. Who are our current global partners? Walk us through that.
We have 8 current global partners. The first one, I want to talk about 2 that are in town, which is interesting that we have some global partners that are based right here in Louisville.
Yeah.
The first one is Supplies Overseas. They're an amazing group that sends unneeded medical supplies, unused medical supplies here in the city that they collect, that they send it to the most needy places in the entire world. Now, the most interesting thing is when COVID hit, their backyard was the most needy place in the world, right here in the Ville. And so they gave over $1 million of PPE and supplies to those folks in this town. And actually, it's amazing. They did this at a real threat to their, like the way they do business, the way they actually stay alive through sending those supplies far away. But this year, they've actually broke records on how much they've given domestically and how much they've given globally. And so it's amazing to see. And right now, even in the middle of this pandemic and social unrest, they're starting to partner with some of our groups that we've been connecting them to in the West End, giving them PPE. So these are restaurants. These are some medical pop-ups. It's really been awesome to see them just integrated right into the city. that they're based out of, but now they're becoming a supplier for us. So it's awesome.
What about KRM?
KRM is amazing. Kentucky Refugee Ministries. They take people, refugee families, who are from some of the most war-torn, dangerous places in the world where their families' lives were at risk. And they help them get settled right here in the city. And they help them do things that we really take for granted. They do that through relationships with volunteers. We help get them, we help them get apartments. We help furnish those apartments. But it's amazing. There are so many things we take for granted. That if you're coming from the other side of the world, you have no idea how to get a driver's license, how to navigate a grocery store. We even heard from one of the families early on. One of our volunteers went over, and they saw that they were using their oven to heat their entire house.
That's right.
Because they're used to having only one heat source in the home, and that's the way you heat. And so it was like, it just boggles our minds to know how much a volunteer coming alongside these families to just help them understand the basics of these things that we're so used to.
We take so much for granted, man.
We do.
We take so much for granted. Since the day I was born, we always had an HVAC in our house. And yet there are people, millions upon millions of people, who don't have that luxury. I got an opportunity a couple years ago to help a refugee family settle here from the DRC, and it was such a blessing to us.
And in 3 to 6 months, they're self-sustaining.
That's right.
That's what's unbelievable to see. KRM, they do such a good job of integrating them in that they are ready to rock, and these families are so thankful, and they become benefits to the entire city.
Yep. That's right. Yep. So Tamara's going to talk about Jasper House in a second. So I'm going to punt that. That's one of our broad partners. Yep. Go to talk about Eloasis.
Eloasis is awesome. So Eloasis is based in Chile and is being run by this guy who grew up at Northeast Christian Church.
Greg
Class. We love it. He met his wife Ellie in Santiago as he was serving down there with Eloasis. And it's a college-based ministry. They really love on these kids. Chile and Santiago and this whole area has so many college students. It's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
And so they really built a thriving ministry in Santiago. And then they had put on their heart to leave that and go to a coastal town called Viña del Mar. Viña del Mar is a coastal city with 125,000 college students.
So Greg and Ellie are actually planting like a second, if you will, site for the ministry in Viña del Mar.
And they just started beginning of this year. Right before COVID hit the entire world. So it really has been neat to see how encouraged they are, even in the midst of this challenge. One of the cool things they did is they got encouraged by us early on with the snack packs. They started doing snack packs.
That's awesome.
In Viña del Mar, Chile, because their home church did the same thing.
The world is watching, y'all. The world is watching.
And so it was awesome to hear stories about how they connected with people at the grocery stores, how they connected with other people, letting them know what they're doing. And so they're in the midst of just trying to really thrive as a ministry without really, I mean, as a brand new ministry in this area. And we're behind them 100%. We know they're going to do it.
What about Compassion in Stadia? That was like 4 or 5 years ago. We planted several churches in Cochabamba, Bolivia. Talk about what those churches and those sponsor kids. What's going on with all that?
So we are still working with Compassion in Stadia. It's awesome to know that those churches down there are thriving. We did. We built 5 churches there, and our goal was to support all of those kids that went to those churches through Compassion. We are working on trying to build better relationships with those churches that we've built. And that's an ongoing thing because we want to be able to step in and tell those churches, hey, how can we help? And so we're working on getting that to happen. We're working on planning trips back to those churches when trips are allowed once again. But here's an interesting thing we heard from Compassion and Stadia lately is we did find out that there are about 60 to 80 kids in each of those churches that we planted that aren't currently being sponsored by Compassion.
Wow.
And so that's a way, if that really grabs your heart at Northeast, there's a way we could step back up and do even more.
Yeah, reach out if you want to sponsor. EMA, Earth Mission Asia.
Earth Mission Asia is awesome. They are a group that is really focused in Burma with the Karen population. And this is a group that they don't have a Christian faith. It is such a front line of mission work for them.
Yep.
And so they are really bringing Jesus to a group of people that have never heard of him before.
Unreached.
And so the way they do that is through medical. medical means. And so there are many places in these jungles, in the Burmese jungles, where you have to walk 2 days to get to medical help. And imagine that, especially if you can't walk. So they're carrying stretchers through the jungles, and it is such a dangerous, horrible situation to have to be in. And so what they do is they go to the individual villages that are further in, and they recruit people from those villages, take them back to Thailand, train them, get them up and going, ready to work, medical personnel, and then send them back to the villages that they came from to serve. And then what we were able to do through our offering, we gave them
last Easter, 2019.
We gave them money to be able to build the Rain Tree Clinic right there in one of their towns. And that has become the hub for generosity of other churches as well, to be able to pour into that town. It's become the place where people see it as a life-saving place. And believe me, they are sharing Jesus with those folks too.
Last newest outreach partner that we've just recently added is an organization called Never Thirst. Talk about Never Thirst.
Never Thirst is awesome. I mean, they're an amazing partner that goes into places where Jesus usually is not accepted.
Oh, yeah.
And they provide a life-giving need of water, of clean water. And so it's been amazing to be able to hear stories from these folks who go into especially these predominantly Muslim areas, and they're preaching the gospel to these people. I heard one story of this guy named Musa. He's a pastor over there. And the cool thing is, they don't know who Northeast is. They don't know who Never Thirst is. They know who Musa is. And so Musa goes to these areas, and he says, I want to bring you water. And he brings that well, and he gets that well planted there, and he starts talking to him about Jesus. The Never Thirst people were with him on one of these tours, and they were blown away, because here's these Muslim leaders, and this dude's just reading out of the gospel to them. And he said, can I ask you a question? Why are you letting him do that? Is that something you all normally do? And they said, no, he has earned the right to say whatever he wants to say. That is how the gospel is working its way into places that it's never been accepted before.
So I got to go to Uganda last year
did.
And check out what Never Thirst is doing. And it was incredible. We got to see wells being built in villages at all the different points in the process. I went to a well dedication. And again, the pastor who Never Thirst is partnered with is the star of the show, if you will.
That's awesome.
Right? And so he's standing on top of the well, preaching the gospel to the community, dancing as the thing. We got to go to another community whose well had just gotten planted 6 months earlier. Their previous water source was about 15 minutes away from the community.
Wow.
They had to go out. It trickled down. When I say trickle, there was a small trickle down rocks. And what these ladies did was they had a scraper where they would, the women of the community would scrape the water off the rock into little bowls to fill up their jerry cans in order to take it back. Water was infested with bacteria and sickness, and Never Thirst was able to come in and plant a well there, and there are thriving churches there. So
Tyler?
It's amazing.
We heard from our churches in Uganda, the places where these wells have been planted and churches have been started alongside of them. There's been 356 baptisms in those areas.
That's incredible.
Since those have been planted.
Yeah.
It's awesome to see the gospel being spread there.
One of the cool things about heaven is that a lot of the stories that we miss that are connected with the way that Jesus inspires our generosity, we're going to get to catch up with them all. So someday we're going to get to meet all 356 of those people, church.
Amen.
Tomorrow.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go.
What I love about being able to provide a community with clean water is no longer do the women and the children have to fetch the water.
Yeah.
They can learn to work in their homes, and they can go to school and learn to read.
That's
so
exactly
I just love what Never Thirst is doing. They are making a spiritual impact for sure, but an educational impact as well.
Yeah. So with the pandemic and financial challenges during this economic recession, we haven't been able to go on trips though to see these partners. How have we stayed engaged with them anyways? Tamar.
Two primary ways really. Financial support and prayer.
That's great.
Your generosity, the generosity of Northeast Christian Church just continues. And they are providing basic needs, not only in our city, but literally around the world. So it's amazing. And we can never underestimate the power of prayer.
That's right.
We have a new model where we have partnered our global partners with a staff liaison.
Each global partner has a staff liaison.
Exactly.
That leads.
And so our own Lindsay Keck, who is director of our Kids Zone, is partnered with Jasper House Haiti. Yeah. So it's been amazing to watch that relationship blossom. They communicate via FaceTime, via email, and Lindsay asked the question, how can we help? And when she asked that question, we found out we could pay their rent for the rest of the year.
They couldn't have their gala.
Yeah, because they couldn't have their gala.
It's a big fundraising event that usually they raise so much money for. They can't have it because it's COVID. What are we going to do? Shut down the school? Shut down the center?
Yes.
No, they called Northeast.
They called Northeast. And so they've invited Lindsay to attend their board meetings. And so she's becoming very involved. I just love it. And Jasper House Haiti is making an incredible impact spiritually, physically, educationally, in the lives of women. And for my friends who have traveled to Haiti, they say when you fly into Haiti, you can almost feel the darkness. Mm-hmm. So I'm so excited that there is a gospel presence there. There is a light there. It's like a city on a hill. I imagine that's what it's like. So I'm just so glad that we're able to partner with
them. Did you know that 48% of women in Haiti are illiterate?
Yeah.
48%. And so Jasper House gives them adult education. They give them vocational skills. They give them ways to survive down there. And we are so, so glad to be a part of what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Front lines of women empowerment there in Haiti. I love it. So those are our seven global partners. Let's make the transition out of schools. Schools is our Woo. Bread and butter. And the reason why I say that is because it's our most mature, tenured, if you will, focal point in ministry. We've been doing this long before we even started saying Love the Ville,
yep.
right? So, Jason, start by telling us who our current school partners are.
Well, we've got 11. Our partner schools are Breckenridge Franklin, Chancey Elementary, who was our very first one, LaGrange Elementary, Norton Commons Elementary, OC Preschool, TAP, which is the Teenage Parent Program, the Westport Early Childhood, Westport Middle School, Zachary Taylor Elementary, where Northeast Christian began, had its very first services, was there for years. Simple Elementary, which was our newest partner last year, which is down near Churchill Downs. Mm-hmm. And then, as you said earlier, our brand new partner, Portland Elementary.
And tomorrow, what does it mean to be a partner school? Like, what do we actually do for them?
Well, we asked the question, how can we help? So the partnership looks a little different at each of the schools, but there's three common areas. We help host events, we provide teacher appreciation, and we have the school blitz.
Yeah. And it's incredible. I've gotten the opportunity with one of our other leaders, Rhonda, to serve as like the temporary liaison for Portland Elementary since we just added them in the middle of COVID. When you ask these administrators, how can we help? They always have a list. They're ecstatic that Northeast is parting with them, partnering with them. They're like, yes, we finally, yeah. Okay. And then they got a list. And so it's pretty cool how we're able to come alongside them. So 11 partner schools, Jason, that's a lot.
It is.
How do we make sure that all of these schools are cared for and covered well?
Well, the great thing is we have liaisons in every single school. And liaisons are Northeast stakeholders who are attached to the leadership and attached to the families of that school because they're in them every single week.
Give some shout-outs to our liaisons.
Well,
who are they?
I got to thank Troy and Amy, Michelle and Cherry, Jeremy and Nicole, Laura and Amy, Linda, and especially Nancy. Nancy works tirelessly to help out.
Nancy, you a beast.
They make all those connections possible. And you know what? With the new school, we also have some new opportunities for folks to step up into that liaison role. And so if that's something that makes your heart beat fast,
which schools
that would
are
be
open?
Awesome.
Which schools are open for
OC Preschool, Simple, and Portland.
That's right. We need three new liaisons. So hit us up. All right. Now, with school having been NTI into last semester, going to be NTI this semester, JCPS, what are we doing to partner with our schools in creative ways? Because school looks different right now.
Well, as soon as COVID hit, we reached out to all of our principals and school leadership, and we said, hey, we know everything looks different. How can we help? And it really was amazing to have those conversations because it really spanned the gamut. Some of them said, hey, our teachers are feeling it right now. We need to celebrate our teachers, support our teachers. So that's what we worked with them and said, what if we give them gift cards to the local place, gift cards to this? And they're like, that's amazing. Some of them said, hey, our school needs some unity. So what if we got T-shirts for everybody? So on the Zoom call, everybody's wearing the same shirts. That's awesome. What if we celebrated our fifth graders in a special way? What if we, the girls at the TAP school who've worked so hard to graduate, Some of them the very first person in their families to graduate.
Yeah.
And it's like, we need to celebrate that. And so we did. We jumped out. We did our best to celebrate these girls in a safe, distant way. But we did everything we could to really step up and unleash the love. Mm-hmm. And we got to do that in really cool ways just because of the generous church that we have.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite weeks of the pandemic. Me and you stacked up so many calls with all of the leaders of our schools. And I was dreading it at first because I was like, we're going to be on the Zoom calls again for another day. I mean, who hasn't had a day during this pandemic where you got like 17 Zoom calls? But they were great because the principals were energized. They love our church. And when we got to say to them, hey, we have the resources available thanks to our generous church to help you right now in the middle of a pandemic, it brought some of them to tears. So shout out to y'all, church. Now, Tamara, last thing here. One of our hopes for our partner school model is to share it with other churches. I would love to see us create a movement among churches to partner with every school in Oldham and Cavity and Jefferson County and in this entire region. So we've made some progress with that. Talk a little bit about our work with One Louisville and partner schools.
Well, One Louisville was created by Damian Thompson.
Shout out Damian.
Hey, Damian. Yeah, he is the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in West Louisville. And he has gathered a group of community leaders, including pastors and lay leaders, to leverage their time and resources to make a lasting impact in this community. Yep. And he wants to focus on five key areas, many of which we're already focusing on in the ways that we do outreach in our community. But it's education, healthcare, housing, jobs, and justice. And so on a Zoom call in June, our leadership team within our outreach team took the initiative, and we were able to share our school's outreach model with One Louisville. So it was pretty awesome. So Jason and Rose Marie really led the way, and they jumped on board. It was like, this sounds amazing. We want to reach our schools like you're reaching your schools. So they chose 11 partner schools to match ours, and you'll hear more about that later on when Tyler talks about our stay-at-home school blitz.
So when we lay out school blitz in a little bit, what you'll see is we're targeting 22 schools where we want to appreciate all the people who work at all 22. 11 of those 22 are our partner schools, and the other 11 are the partner schools that One Louisville is adopting this year. So it's pretty neat to be able to do that.
And so those are different churches within that One Louisville who are partnering with schools near them, around them, that they care for. And so that our goal when we did this is not that Northeast has all these partner schools. It's that every church can have a partner school.
That's right.
And so when they said, we want to do the same thing, that lit us up, because that is exactly the vision that we have for Love the Ville. We don't care that the finger points back at us. Yeah. We don't care that that anything comes back in our way other than earning a great reputation for Jesus.
Jesus.
And so we love that this is going to be changing our city. In huge ways.
You'll hear more about One Louisville in the coming months, because this is a kind of a coalition of churches that we've joined that is looking to solve some of the most pressing issues in our community. And what a better equipped institution to do that than the church, empowered by the Holy Spirit with the love of Christ.
A unified church.
That's right.
A unified church.
One church.
Yeah, David Thomas, who serves on staff at Greater New Beginnings Christian Church, they are already actively involved at Wheatley Elementary and Johnson Middle School. And so it's just amazing to see God's already at work, right?
And we're learning from them.
And we're learning from them. So
we're,
it's a beautiful
We're learning
partnership.
How they do their partnerships, and it's so cool, because I think it's going to do nothing but make us better at what we do, make other churches better at being able to do it. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. No doubt. All right, global outreach.
David today at Joe Ellis, by the way.
Nice.
Joe Ellis.
Did he
should have brought Tamara some dessert.
No.
Okay, so we've talked about global outreach, schools outreach. Last, community outreach. Tamara, I'm going to kick this to you because this is your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
We have several local community partners, and instead of listing them all, what I would like to do is just go through some of the demographics in our city we feel like God, through Scripture, has called us to serve, and you tell us what we're doing. Just rattle them off here. First, the homeless population. How are we loving the Ville?
Well, one of our partners is Up for Women and Children, and they are just 2 years old. So they have recently had to shift everything about how they serve homeless women. It's amazing that they were one of the first sites in Louisville to offer COVID testing to this vulnerable population. So really proud to continue to partner with them and offer them resources. And so they've shifted in the way they do things. They are social distancing. They are wearing masks.
That's
they
right.
have changed their location. They have gone from 8 staff members to 3 staff members. And it's just been amazing to see folks step up in generosity to serve that community. And really during our food drive and our food pantry, we were able to really bless them every single week since March with much needed food for the women
That's
that they
great.
Serve. And in addition to UP and others, there's the PB&J ministry that has started at Northeast
That's
and
right
has been in existence 15 plus years.
Wow.
Shout out to Tom and Jamie Springer who do an excellent job. They have over 80 volunteers from Northeast
That's
served
awesome.
Through every weekend. They provide 150 sack lunches. So in 2019,
so cool.
just to give you a little number here, they provided 7,800 PB&J sandwiches to
the whole bag lunch.
Yeah,
right?
The whole lunch bag to our neighbors at the St. John Center for Homeless Men. So it's God is
That's
so
amazing.
Good and continues to work. But the consistency and the ways that we continue to show up in the Ville really points to Jesus, and he's the one that gives us the strength to do that.
Prison populations in our community. How are we impacting them? How we
love one of our main partners is Prisoners Hope, and they do an excellent job at connecting men and women who are in prison with their families to reduce the recidivism rate.
Yeah.
When someone gets out of prison, they need to be connected to a family to really integrate back into society. And so Prisoners Hope does an excellent job with that. And so it's amazing because we have several volunteer groups who provide backpacks for the kids of families who have those who are incarcerated to provide Christmas gifts and host mm-hmm. Christmas parties. And so it's just a beautiful picture that we are still serving not only those in prison, but the families of those who have a loved one who's incarcerated. So it's beautiful.
What about the hungry? We've promised to impact the hungry in our city. How we love in the Ville.
Well, one of our main partners is Dare to Care. They do an excellent job at serving the hungry in our community.
Yes,
they have relocated their community kitchen to the Parkland neighborhood in West Lovell.
That's right.
And
so
it's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yes,
state of the art, yes. So we visited a few weeks ago and just were able to hear the impact that they are now able to have. You might not be aware, but 1 in 6 kids, 1 in 7 adults, and 1 in 8 senior adults are hungry. And there are barriers to hunger, such as transportation. And so the fact that they've moved their community kitchen to West Lovell, they're going to be able to break down those barriers. And just in the past few months since March, they have fed 9.8 million pounds of goods have gone out their door.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's amazing. So that's about 8.2 million meals. And so they make every dollar work. And so it's just amazing to be one of their partners.
And we were a part of that.
Yes, we were a part of that. Right. So, absolutely.
Church,
so
we were a part of that.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So you spoke about West Lovell.
Yes.
We have been involved in West Lovell for a couple years now, loving the Ville. Who have we partnered with there and what are we doing?
First of all, Tyler, I just want to say thank you to you and Rhonda and our staff and our church for really supporting our work in West Lovell.
Yep.
It's not every church that really sends their people across that 9th Street divide. And I just think God has called us to cross boundaries. He's called us to meet new neighbors, and our church has done that.
That's right.
And I am so incredibly thankful. So two of our main partners are Portland Promise Center, which ministers primarily to kiddos and their families, and they serve kids spiritually, educationally, and physically. Dare to Care actually has one of their kids' cafes at Portland, so it's amazing to see all of our partners working together. But we also have a ministry partner, Hand in Hand Ministry, which meets the housing needs and home repair needs of those in Portland and in West Lovell. And I want to show you a picture of Anita. This is Anita in the front of her new house. And she is so proud of it. She is so thankful for her beautiful blessing. She said, Hand in Hand has not only changed my house, they've changed my life. And I'm so grateful because she's no longer embarrassed. This was her house before, and she said we could share it. But this was her home before, and so when she would walk in the neighborhood, she works at Cracker Barrel full-time, and they would say, when are you going to fix your house, Anita? When are you going to fix your house? And so just the fact that Hand in Hand, through our help, has come alongside her to help her rebuild her home, she is so blessed, and so I'm just so thankful. And housing is a critical need in our city, and so it's just beautiful to have that partnership.
That's right. All right, so that wraps it up.
Hold on. I just want to say real quick, we have the best people in local outreach that the city has to offer. Tamara and Leslie are unbelievable with the relationships that they developed.
No doubt.
With the heart that they have for those communities. I mean, they kill it time and time and time again.
It's
and we're
incredible.
So thankful we have them on our team.
Yeah, I'm thankful to have them representing us. And I'm thankful for not just their servant's heart, but for the lessons that they learn from the people that they serve, that they're able to bring back to us and teach our church. It's really become such a mutually beneficial relationship with our community.
Yep.
So that's the what. Let me ask you two quick why questions. You're kind of how we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First, Jason, why do we just partner. Here's our global partners, our school partners, our community partners. It's all about partners. Why do we choose partnerships over constantly creating new ministries?
We love partners because they know the context and they know the community sometimes better than we do, especially when we're talking in Portland, especially when we're talking in different areas. They know the situation better. And so what we love to do is find people who are doing an amazing job. And we think every single partner we have, they're doing the best at what they do. And that's why we love to come alongside of them. We love to find people who are on fire, and we love to pour the fuel on. We love to see them burn even brighter. And so we have partners that are doing great things. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. We don't want to spend all our time and energy trying to figure out how it's best to reach these people or how it's best to reach those groups or how it's best to do this for this community. We want to be the people who say, they're doing awesome. What can we do to help them succeed even more? And we partner up with people who have vision. We partner up with people who know what they're going to do when they get that money, when they get those finances, when they get those volunteers. And so it's wonderful to be able to see us step in, and then all of a sudden they click up a few more notches, not because we're awesome, but because they're ready for us.
Yes.
And that kind of leads to the other question. When we partner with these folks, we always lead with the question, how can we help?
That's
we don't
right.
come and say, here's what we do and assume we know exactly what they need. Rather, we come with the question, how can we help? Why is that question right there? How can we help? So central, not just to who we're supposed to be as neighbor, loving people, Jesus followers, but also to our outreach. Mm-hmm. Tamara, go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I think it's because we want to come with a posture of humility. Right?
Yep.
And so when we enter in a situation, we understand that our neighbors and our partners, they have something to teach us,
right?
So we don't want to come and say, here's what we're going to do for you, but we're going to say, how can we help you? And then we kind of pair people together, right?
Yep.
They let us know what they need. We think, like, who has that spiritual gift in our church? Who can serve alongside them? And it's a beautiful partnership. So they serve us as much as we serve them when we ask the question, how can we help?
The thing is that when we partner with visionary organizations and visionary leaders, who are doing good things, they already know what they need.
That's
so
right.
We don't need to come assuming that we do. So that posture of humility is huge. All right, couple concluding questions, and then we're going to go start our school blitz. First, 30 seconds or less, Tamara.
Yes.
How would you thank and encourage our congregation?
Oh, gosh, I would just say keep planting seeds. Keep planting the word of God into people. Keep planting wisdom and inspiration and hope and strength and healing into the lives of your neighbors who literally live in your neighborhood and in our city and around the world. So keep scattering those seeds.
Jason, 30 seconds. How would you challenge our church? We ain't perfect. We're doing lots of great things. Jesus is why, but how do we need to grow?
Keep stepping up. And just like you've said time and time again, love means more right now.
It does.
Love means more. And so somebody challenged our staff the other day, be the adult in the room. When a conversation is going the wrong way, love. Insert love in that conversation right there. Don't be the one that goes down the negative side. It's so easy to bash one side or the other. Be the person that stands up and loves and unifies. That's
love's always the answer, man. We unleash Jesus' love every day, everybody, everywhere, right? Last, either one of you can take it. One of our stated goals is we want to earn for ourselves a reputation as the Lovetheville Church in this city. Been saying it for years.
Yes.
Are we?
Are we with our partners?
Yes, absolutely. We keep showing up. I mean, that is, it's the consistency. So I know there's people in our church that they get up and they know it's their scheduled day to go and serve with one of their our partners. And maybe they don't feel like it, but they do it anyway because they love. They love God and they love others. And it's the consistency of it.
And I'm seeing it in our school partners. When we got the other 11 One Louisville schools on, and this was back when we thought we were doing the school blitz in the, you know, going to beautify the grounds. Mm-hmm. I got to talk to a principal on the other side of town who goes to another church. And I said, hey, I'm from Northeast Christian Church, and we want to include you in our school blitz. And she was like, yeah, woo, on the other side of the phone. I'm like,
she knew.
Oh, do you know? She's like, I've been reading about you all in the news for the last few years, and I love what you all do, and that you're putting my school is one of those, I can't wait, that is exciting, that was amazing. And so a person who has no connection to us, through anything other than what she's heard in the news, already we had that reputation with her. And like you were saying earlier, Tyler, we got to talk to our principals a lot lately. We've been in such good communication with them. Talking to Mr. Roberts and Zachary Taylor, he said, my sister asked me where she should go to church. She said she needed a church. I said, I know what church you need to go to. She's been at Northeast for about a year and a half now. Well, we were talking to another principal, Oldham County Preschool.
Jessica
Caston.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, I just need to tell you all something. We were like, oh no, what's she going to say? She's like, I've been going to Northeast for the last 4 months because of what you do is exactly what I think Jesus would be doing, and that's the kind of church I want to be a part of. And so are we gaining the reputation as the Lovetheville school or Lovetheville church at our schools? Absolutely we are.
Yeah. And so with that being said, church, here's your homework today. Let's go and continue to earn that reputation. Of course, Jesus, why? But when people hear the word church in our culture, they think of something. Okay, and it's usually not good, and it's definitely not the cross-shaped, self-sacrificial love of Jesus. And so we are out to change that, to redefine church one small act of great love at a time. And it starts and it happens. We gain ground through days like this one, School Blitz Day. Now, it's going to be different this year. For years now, we've been going to school grounds and taking church to school. Can't do that this year because of a, well, global pandemic. So we have a safe at-home school plan for you all. It involves 5 steps, and we're asking you to do them right now. Step number one is we're asking you to go to necchurch.org/schools. That's the sign-up page. necchurch.org/schools. Pick a school, pick as many teachers as you possibly want, and sign up to serve them. That's number one. You got to go sign up, though, on the website. Number two, when you sign up, we're asking you to email. You'll get an email address for the teachers that you sign up for. We're asking you to email an encouraging note to your teachers. Write it with your kids. Write it with your husband. Write it with your small group, whatever. But write them an encouraging note. Number three, we're asking you to send them an e-gift card. No more than $50. This was a request from the principals of the schools. No more than $50. Preferably Amazon so they can use it on whatever supplies that they need. But send them a gift card of $50 or less. Whatever you can afford, that's great. It's better than nothing. Right? Number four, we're asking you to pray for them by name. Pray for them. Like Tamara said earlier, prayer is powerful. It matters. Pray over that teacher and the students and families that they will be impacting. And then step number five, after you do it, share this with a friend. You'll be seeing graphics pop up on social media. You can share the website on your Facebook account, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. This doesn't have to be a Northeast thing.
Nope.
This can be any Christian. This can be any non-Christian. Anybody who loves the Ville and wants to give a teacher a little bit of love this year, we're asking you to share this with them, get them on the bus, and let's cover these hundreds upon hundreds of teachers and administrators with love and let them know that even though we would never pray for this, our church and our city was made for a moment like this, and we will rise to the occasion. All right, with that having been said, I'm going to ask Tamara to close us in prayer, and then we are going to send you off to go blitz schools in a completely different way this year. So, Tamara, will you close us?
Let's pray for School Blitz. God, you are amazing. You are so, so good. Your love endures forever and ever. And God, you have not failed us yet. You have walked alongside us. You have walked before us, behind us. You have held us at the moments we've needed to be held.
Yes.
And so right now, God, I just pray for this stay-at-home school blitz. I pray for every teacher and student and administrator an employee of JCPS in Oldham County. God, I pray that they would feel your strength during this time of uncertainty. Some may not even know how school is going to start exactly for them yet, but God, we know that you know, and we know that you will give us the strength and wisdom. I pray for our church that they will continue to bless, God, that they will bless our teachers, that as they scroll through those names, that you will just draw them to one name, two names, three names, God, of teachers and administrators and employees that they can just bless. God, we love you. We thank you for this opportunity to serve. We thank you that you have called us. We thank you that you are already at work, and really we're joining you in what you are already doing. So God, we thank you for this time together, and Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.